Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang intensyon ng isang applicant is to become a permanent resident in Australia tapos gagamitin niya yung student visa sa pathway. Kailangan yung kanyang course of action is really planned. Hindi pwedeng kung ano-ano na lang yung course na kukuhanin mo basta lang makapunta ka ng Australia. Kumbaga nag-uumpisa yan bago ka pa man mag-enroll at mag-apply ng student visa. So first, I don't really suggest doing student visa for ano, para makapag-migrate. Kasi it's very costly. Mm-hmm. At saka, hindi guaranteed na magkakaroon ka ng permanent residency later on. So normally, for applicants na gusto mag-apply ng student visa, I would rather check first kung qualified sila for skilled migration.
Kasi
kung qualified na sila for skilled migration, I would rather na, okay, yun na lang ang pathway na i-pursue mo. And then, at least you don't have to spend millions of pesos sa pag-aaral dito sa Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So, bago mag-enroll, let us say, okay, ang intention ng applicant is to really become a permanent resident later on.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest to them na, okay, work out mo muna yung occupation mo.
Okay.
So, yung kasing mga nag-a-apply for permanent residency, dapat yung kanilang occupation is nandun sa medium and long-term strategic list. So, yung list na yun, yun yung mga in-demand dito sa Australia. So, to qualify for permanent residency later on, it's very important na yung occupation mo is nandun sa list na yun.
Mm-hmm.
So, kung kukuha ka ng mga courses like leadership or yung mga walang kwentang course na walang pathway, pag kumbaga parang you're just wasting your money and time.
Yes.
Kasi wala siyang pathway. Kumbaga pag natapos mo yung course, that's about it. You have to go home na.
Actually, kasi ang karamihan sa kanila, kumukuha ng advice sa mga education agents. And education agents are not really well-versed when it comes to migration law. Kasi kumbaga, ang purpose nila is to recruit students.
Oh, ayan ha?
Para mag-enroll sa isang school.
Right.
So, if you want to know yung kung ano yung pathway mo, mm-mm, much better if you consult with a proper immigration agent or lawyer. Kasi at least you will be guided kung ano yung pathway at ano yung mga dapat mong gawin para ma-obtain mo yung goal mo na maging permanent resident sa Australia later on.
Ayan, aka maging mapanuri.
That's right. And do your research. Kasi yung iba kasi napapansin ko, parang ang gusto lang nila is, okay, ano yung fastest way
right
para makapunta ng Australia. They don't care kung anong course yun, kung saan school sila mag-enroll. Ang katwiran nila is pagdating ng Australia, pwede naman ako mag-ship ng course or mag-change. Hindi ganun kadali yun. At saka kumbaga, napakagastos.
Oo,
so,
ayan.
you're throwing a lot of money,
mm-hmm,
for something na, alam mo yun, won't help you reach your goal.
Mga tips para sa mga nagninilay-nilay, anong track ang gusto nilang i-pursue? Sige.
Very important kung ang inyong goal ay maging permanent resident dito sa Australia at gusto nyong gamitin ang student visa as a pathway. Una, pumili ng maayos na kurso kung saan ang occupation na kauwian ng course na yon ay nandun sa medium and long-term strategic list. So, kapag nakapili ka na ng course, you need to do a little bit more of research. Tingnan mo, gaano ba ka-competitive yung ganitong occupation in case na matapos ko? Like halimbawa, yun nga, mga accountants. Posibleng matapos mo yung accounting degree mo, pero by the time na mag-a-apply ka na ng expression of interest, sobrang taas na ng required na point. So, mm-hmm, between accountancy and some other courses, posibleng pumili ka na lang ng ibang course na hindi ganun ka-competitive yung occupation. And then, another thing you have to consider is kung kaya mo bang ma-meet yung criteria dun sa occupation na yan. Kasi halimbawa, may mga tao na kukuha ng nursing. Pero pagkatapos ng nursing degree nila, hindi naman nila maabot yung English test requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So, o kaya naman maging teacher, nasa list ang mga teacher. Pero pagdating dun sa English test requirements, hindi nila ma-meet yung required na 8 sa listening and speaking and 7 sa reading and writing. So, kung hindi mo kayang abot yung ganong kataas na scores, better choose a different course na mas obtainable yung, mm-hmm, yung requirements. Kumbaga, yung kaya mo talaga. Be realistic about it.
Be realistic about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
So, kung na-workout mo na yon, let us say, okay, mag-enroll ka na, you chose this course. Ngayon, dahil yung occupation mo na yon is nandun sa medium and long-term strategic list, you can qualify later on then for graduate visa, which will allow you to work in Australia pagkatapos ng course mo. Pero kung ang kukuhanin mong course is yung mga wala dun sa medium and long-term strategic list, definitely hindi ka magka-qualify sa graduate visa, except kung ang kinuha mong course is nasa bachelor's degree or master's degree level. So, pwede kang kumuha ng graduate visa through ano post-study stream. Right. So, kahit anong course yung kuhanin mo, kung ganung level, pwede kang makakuha ng graduate visa. Pero, after yung graduate visa mo, yun ang problema.
Question mark na naman.
Wala kang pathway kasi nga yung occupation mo is wala dun sa medium and long-term strategic list.
Okay. Would you recommend na after, let's say, mag-master sila at wala silang pathway, kumbaga walang angkop or magmamatch na trabaho, aral ulit? Hindi na.
The thing is, kasi kapag paulit-ulit ka nag-a-apply ng student visa, magkakaroon na ng concern dun sa tinatawag nating genuine temporary entrance criteria. Kasi, ang purpose talaga ng student visa is to study, not really to become a permanent resident. So, kumbaga, when you're applying for a student visa, you're trying to convince the department na ang intention mo is just really to study at wala kang intention to stay here on a permanent basis. But on the other hand, ang real purpose naman ng karamihan is really to get a pathway for permanent residency. So, kumbaga, medyo...
So, may repercussions din po pala yan.
That's right. So, kung paulit-ulit ka nag-a-apply ng student visa, posibleng ma-refuse yun on the basis na hindi na sila maniniwala na genuine ka na.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.